are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello to everybody, Ilona Europa here, Accent On, like always, every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and I am always excited about many, many things, mostly when I have a wonderful guest with me in the studio, and some guests I know a little bit, some guests I am friends with, some guests I never met because they live in France, in Italy. They call from many, many different places in the world. And I think I will never meet them person to person, but they are my friends also after Accent On. Today, we have somebody that already was with us. I think this is our third visit, I think, yes? Okay, then maybe I will just introduce our guest one more time. Hello, Yelena.
Hi, Ilona. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hello, Sergi.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
And hello, Max.
Hey, Ilona.
I love your raspy voice. How did you say, hey, Ilona? One more time.
Hey, Ilona.
And what is the funniest about that? That Max is a son of Yelena and Sergi Pinchuk. What is your name?
Maxim Pinchuk.
Yes. And you know what? He doesn't have an accent, and I wonder why. He's the son of wonderful two parents who have very, very heavy accent. I have also. I have Polish accent. You both are originally from Russia. Yes?
Actually, from yeah, now we came from Russia.
Yeah, many, many years ago. But of course, we are very, very happy to be in America. We are all living in LA, or in a part of LA. And you are here For reason, because we are talking about Aloe Vera product. And you, Yelena and Sergi, you have your own business, yes? That is called Forever Living Aloe Vera Products. And today, we'll be talking a little slower, because Yelena has amazing, amazing, amazing way of speaking very fast. She's even faster than me. When it comes to Sergi, he has beautiful way of speaking. He could be an actor or comedian. Yes?
Absolutely right.
Absolutely. Yes, and somehow your wife is always talking about the product. But I know that today I'll ask you a few questions also, okay?
You promise, right?
I promise. You know what? But you woohoo! That's what we'll be doing. But you know what? We have this amazing young guest today on Accent On. Not often Ilona Europa has a young guest. And I think like 2 weeks ago, I had beautiful singer, very beautiful girl. And you will meet her one day because we will be raising money for Gift of Life. And I'm sure all of us will eventually help children who need our help. And today's show is also about that. Second part of the show. Anyway, Max, stop smiling to daddy's phone. Daddy's taking pictures. I know our studio is beautiful, has great, really great microphones and computers, and it's just beautiful. You know, we are top of the building, fourth floor. Sun is outside. We have great, great view. But you're here for a reason, Mr. Max. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old.
You're 9? You look like 13 to me. What do you think?
Well, I'm sort of in a growth spurt right now.
Yes, you know, you are a really, really big guy. And you know what? I asked you one question when mommy and daddy wasn't around. Are you trying some products that mommy and daddy is promoting? Are you really drinking some good drinks that mommy and daddy is promoting also? Do you like some supplements? And you told me what?
I told you that I'm, in the morning, I am drinking cranberry nectar, and it's very good. At first, it didn't taste that good, but then you eventually will get used to it.
You know what? And that was so cute, the way how you're saying, and you are saying the same way today. You know, I said, okay, tell me, are you drinking something? Because Mama gave it to me, little things to try, and I really liked the same one. That was my favorite. But, you know, and it was so cute because you said, yeah, in the beginning, you know, I needed to get used to. And then I asked you today, that was the cutest answer. I said, and do you see any difference? And what did you say?
I said, for me, it's like coffee.
Coffee. You know, he's so funny. He's like, Daddy. Daddy, you're a very funny guy.
Absolutely.
Are you drinking this same juice or you drink coffee in the morning?
I'm drinking, you know, sometimes I'm really drinking, not just juice.
I love it. Me too, from time to time, you know. I just like tiny little Polish vodka. Need to be sweet.
But every morning, yes. For empty stomach, I drink aloe vera gel.
You know, and I know you have this bottle with you. Yelena almost always keeps the wonderful yellow bottle. And I know you are also using this in morning. Yes, Yelena?
Yeah, for sure. Everyone in our family does it.
And you know what? In a way, I know that not everybody was listening to our previous shows. Then, if you can say it again, why did you join Aloe Vera family? And now you have your company, own company, Aloe Vera Forever products. You know that, and I know that you have a reason, a real reason for that. Then, if you can really remind us one more time.
The real reason for it was that I need to get back on track with my health. I was in very bad condition like about 3 years ago, and unfortunately pretty much entire, like everyone in our family has some health issues, and it was the real reason for it. We didn't think about business at that moment because I just need to get back on track. I have big family, as you know.
Yeah.
It's why this is what the real reason.
You know what? I didn't know you. I just met your son in a bank. He worked in a bank. He's just a beautiful gentleman, very smart young man. And I was just asking, you know, because his name is a Russian name, Ivan. And then naturally I asked who are his parents. And, you know, we start talking. And then I found out that you have this wonderful company. And I said, I would love to talk to them first because of the accent. My show is about people with accent who are successful and finding their own ways how to make money in America. You have your own business. You are also working in a bank. You know, then I know that your main reason of joining the company wasn't, oh, I need the money right away. I know you have a really nice home. You really have beautiful big family. You have three sons. You have two sets of parents. They are living with you. You both are also living in this very, very beautiful, sweet house. You cook, and your parents are cooking amazingly. And you know what? Everybody lives beautiful, happy life. This is like a dream come true, this house when I enter. I wish I have my parents around me or my family. I am pretty alone here. I have lots of friends, and you are mine right now, friend, too. But, you know, I know you are a very special lady. Then I start asking you this question. Okay, you felt not so good. You know, you were looking for the answer. Then you met somebody who just tried to get you signed for the company, yes?
Yeah, it was actually a business kind of, you know, offer for me. And at that moment, I wasn't thinking about business.
Yeah, you just were more interested. Okay, you have the product that's I know a little bit about, because aloe vera is very, very known in Europe. We just know this. We know that. We know that it's very healthy product mostly. And you said, okay, let me try first, yes?
Yeah, but before even this offer, I tried already like probably like 60, 70 different aloe vera products. Right for this reason you mentioned, because we knew this aloe vera from our childhood.
Yeah.
This is what we usually like put on our knees when we like, you know, felt and scratch and all this stuff.
Yes.
This is why I was looking for something, but before this product, nothing worked as I expected, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And when I got this offer, I was like, oh, okay, you know, I'm not interested in business, but I'm really interested in product.
And you mentioned that you were starting ordering stuff for yourself, and then you introduced certain product to husband. Mr. Husband, What did you like the most from the moment when your wife said, you need to try these things? What she sold you on? Because really, I think this is
that
a good...
That time, I didn't like it at all.
Yes, I...
First of all, because it's extra spent money, right?
Yes, and nobody likes that.
Yeah. I'm sure... And no man is, like to spend extra money.
And then you think, oh, there are some company, probably it's multi-level, probably they push some product on you.
Yeah, but, and after I hear it's a multi-level company, I say, oh my God, no way. We already tried three times different company. It doesn't work at all. But fortunately, guys, I was not right.
Oh my
now
gosh.
I'm really happy.
Yeah, no, and again, well, why? I'm not like, I bring to the studio unusual people, I agree, but this time from the friendship and from the life story, it's starting to be a little bit introduction to our audience, an introduction to this type of business, and maybe even some of you listeners would like to join Yelena with Forever Aloha product, and maybe you become her client. But I know she needs to sell us on this idea, because from the moment when Yelena decided that this is a product that she anyway will be ordering, yes, Yelena?
Yeah, it's actually my husband, like, you know, he was worried, he was against it, but main reason was until you try, you can't know, because, you know, it can be bunch of similar products. Something worked for someone, something worked for other people. But my biggest reason was that I want to try it, then I will tell you, because I don't believe what's saying or written or whatever. I just believe myself, my body, you know, yeah, and results that I can see and feel on my own.
And because you mentioned that your, and we know, and I know that your family is really, really big, you start ordering lots of stuff from this company because you wanted your family to feel better. And you know, Mr. Max, 9 years old gentleman, I know a lot of children hate to take vitamins, but I understand that you also are taking one and you love it. Yes, are you taking the vitamins?
Yes, I am. One of the vitamins is called the Aloe Vera Kids. There, you could actually take it in two ways. You could take it with a sip of water, or you could chew it and kind of pretty much tastes like candy.
I know. You know what? You are so smart. I just love you. You know, he's just really very unusual, young also gentleman, very bright man, and he's only 9, and he speaks very clearly and nicely about what he's really using. I had a chance to taste these vitamins. I hate every vitamins. You know, they do not have, I understand right now, something for grown-up like me, but you know what? I just enjoy these kids' vitamins. They were little grapeish, like, really fruity-ish, and it was really candy. Like, I can understand. You probably need to hide this vitamins from children, because I think they eat them a lot.
Yeah, it's right, because I have my nephew around and he keep asking more and more, and I say, honey, I wish I could give you more, but we have to give like 4 vitamins per day, per, you know, for one kid. It's like, sorry, we have to limit. It's not a candy, but still.
Yeah, then, you know, I'm coming back to it, that you had a big family, you start ordering stuff, and obviously cost money. Your husband wasn't so happy, but then you find out that you can also earn 15% off of purchasing, and you are starting getting more involved with this project, learning more, and you decided maybe that's really not only a good product, but maybe this could be a business for you. But I want you to sell Yelena Europa on your business, because I think I could represent anybody who listens to our show and say, okay, how does this work? Well, this will happen. Yelena, what you will be doing when you when I will call you, or maybe I will meet you and I say, you know, maybe I would like to find out what I want from you. Maybe I am not sure, but, you know, Yelena, you need to explain me. You probably will bring a lot of brochures. You gave me a few. They are beautiful. That's what will happen?
Not really, because when people got interested in products or business, I usually try to don't overwhelm them with bunch of brochures, because, you know, I have like one small booklet, but it has like everything in it, and it might take me just like 10-15 minutes to go over and probably prove you why this product is one of the best. But again, as I did it, I advise everyone to do the same. Try it first and see how your body will, you know, react on it and tell you thank you for it.
Okay, people, I am the one who loves a lot of cosmetics. You know, when I saw the bunch of product, naturally I said, oh my gosh, I probably will be more interested in some type of cosmetics. And I mentioned, I just got one from you because you brought me the toothpaste. And I am in love with this. I am crazy about this product. My Natashka, my daughter, is using, her boyfriend is using. It's a really tiny little dab of the toothpaste. Has no fluoride, yes, in it.
No fluoride.
And my future guests are making pictures also for us. But, you know, I just every morning, all three of us are using this. And I know that these things I will be buying from you. Then you said, Ilona, you know, maybe you would like to try scrub, you know, on your face. I said, I would love to, of course. You know, these things I like to try on. But my daughter took from me. I have not with me. She's in USC, then obviously this product is with her. Today, you come to the studio, you have this beautiful pinkish lipstick. I'm like, wow, you look beautiful. I love this color. You know, that's a really pretty lipstick. And you say, oh, that's also ours. And you took from the purse. You show me this lipstick, has little click part on the top. Light is, coming out from inside of the tube. You have little tiny mirror. Now I need to buy the tube. Now you got me, woman. Okay, then I know I love three things right now. And I like this energy drink also that you are talking about, Max. Then, okay, you meet me. You have this one brochure. What's happened next?
Then I will just briefly describe you about companies that, you know, to build some trust and someone, because if you don't know about company, you can, you know, trust it. Then I will ask you simple question. What do you want? You want to be client and just use products, or you want to do business as well? And then based on what you tell me, I will ask another question. How do you want to use this product? You can buy at catalog price, or you can have 15% discount. And then you, based on what you answer me again, I will explain you all this stuff.
Yeah, I think we have some phone calling. Somebody's phone? Huh, funny, we are hearing some buzzing stuff. Okay, somebody's calling. Okay, I would like to repeat that. You know, because you say that, yeah, you will be asking me question, your future client maybe, or thousands of people who listen to our show. Okay, Ilona, you may try, you may buy them from me or from the website, of company website, but you will not receive your 15% off. And I will tell you, no, of course, Yelena, I want something cheaper. I want to make pay less. Everybody wants to pay less. And then, of course, I'm starting purchasing certain things. I'm loving them. And then, you know, I'm coming eventually to you, say, okay, Yelena, seems like maybe I would like to work with you. You just describe me. I'm spending anyway $50-$60 because that I think that's the minimum, $50, you say, of purchasing product.
Only if you join the company, then you have this minimum. Because if you buy at retail price, there is no minimum.
That's
you can buy
cool.
One chapstick like for like $2-$3, and you pay whatever it is and actual shipping cost. But if you join, and this is a catch, because I was scared, I have to mention it. When the guy explained me this stuff, and I say, okay, listen, I don't want to pay any fees, any joint kind of, you know, price for it. I don't want to be pushed every month to buy like some specific amount. I don't want it. I want something simple and only when I want it. And he was laughing. He say, okay, you're at right place at right time, because there is no fees to join, and just for signing this company, you got 15% discount. Sounds unbelievable, huh?
Yes, you know what, we are worried about this type of companies, because they say, okay, you need to purchase $300, $400 of product, and then you need to be worried how to sell them or run around, you know, and just screaming at your friends, you need to buy from me, you need to buy. And people hate you and they run from you. But yeah, this is not about that. Like you say, I can purchase lipstick, or I can, if I decide that I really like, you know, product that are around $50, and probably I will spend $50 because my toothpaste, my scrub for my daughter, for me, plus I know I want right now lipsticks, and probably now I really find something that I didn't see yet, and we'll be talking about this later, week from now, you know, then $50, and then I will get 15% off from my $50 also on the first buy.
It's not like from $50, you got 15% off from the product you buying, and you will see it. And also, you know, you have flat rate shipping that also very important, because I was buying a lot of, you know, aloe gel that is heavy. And it was like, you know, it's big savings, I tell you. And it's right, I bought whatever I want. And whenever I want to order, I wasn't pushed, like, you know, for every month, whatever. You can even join and maybe decide in 3 months, 5 months, years later what you want to buy or not. There is no, you know, anything that you have to mandatory do. This is what I like the best about this company.
Wonderful. And you will tell how we can find you.
Oh, simple. You can go to www.aloglobalbuzz.com.
Or
you can go to our Facebook. Same thing. Facebook, /, aloglobalbuzz.
Or you can listen to our commercial and we can learn and always come back and download our show, or just, you know, listen live whenever we feel like, from LA Talk Radio page, Accent On page, or from iTunes, podcast Accent On, or from Stitchers. We can be found everywhere. But for right now, we will be listening to commercials.
Accent On with Alona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents words from our supporter. We all dream to live forever, to be healthy, wealthy, and beautiful. Forever Living Aloe Vera Products promises to change your life with evolving line of skincare, cosmetics, weight management products, and aloe vera drinks. Aloe Vera, a miracle plant, is not only the inspiration but the foundation behind Forever Living products for the past 35 years. To purchase our products or to join our team, go to aloglobalbuzz.com or contact us at facebook.com/aloglobalbuzz. Let us help you open up your eyes and mind and show you how Forever Living products can help you create a better, healthier, and happier you. Call Yelena at 818-292-4252 for more information.
Wonderful. I love this commercial. It's so energetic. Okay, last things, because we have our next guest coming for today, and you'll be back next month. We'll be talking to more, because that's the business. And I know that you start making money like 2 months after you joined company.
Oh, it's, you know, yes, we did start making money, but as I mentioned, we didn't think about business, but it was very nice, I would say, rebate to what we spent, and yes, we all love it. And now it's kind of growing and growing, but now we decide to do real business.
Okay, I see. Then Mr. Husband wants to say something.
Unfortunately, my wife forget again tell about some really important stuff, and I hope it's a lot of gentlemen listen to me, guys. Last time I told you about multi-maca vitamins, and you know what? It's last 2 weeks I tested these vitamins of my wife. Guys, it's unbelievable. She make much more home jobs than before. And even before go to sleep, she's still fresh.
Oh, oh my gosh, we need to... I want this on a video. I think this is the best commercial of all this product. Can you tell us again name of this product?
Multi-maca vitamins.
Yelena, if you will be pitching this product, will you agree with your husband?
I will be completely agree. Since God, I'm taking only one per day.
Okay. I know, I love you guys. I know you both, you have amazing family together. You know, all of you are working different businesses, and I know your lifestyle is pretty okay, really pretty okay. I know you didn't join this company because you felt, oh my gosh, I just need to right away to look for money for my family, which that's what also is unusual, you know. You just this was your choice, you know, choice, because you just were ordering a lot of product from this company. This is a company, like I say, very safe, I think, and known in Europe for so many years. And this is American company. That's what is the, you know, the most cool about this. And maybe in America it's not so known. Then please, everybody, go to Facebook, please check again the links that we are talking about. Listen to LA Talk Radio, Accent On, and just go to the website of Accent on LA Talk Radio. We will be having every link listed there. We'll be having our commercial when everybody listens to our show. I think it will be very easy to find Yelena and Sergi and also the big business, growing businessman, Mr. Max, because I know that you also love this product and you are pretty smart, wonderful gentleman. I really like you too. Will you say bye to our listeners?
Bye, everyone.
Yes?
And I would very appreciate if you would join my parents' business.
Gosh, you are good. You really give them some good pills. I love you guys. We'll be seeing you. We'll be seeing you next month. For right now, Ilona Europa, easy come, easy go. And I'm very proud of myself because on idanceradio.fm, Ilona Europa is charting on a top 100, and sometimes I'm on a number 10, sometimes 22. But you know, this yesterday I was above. Oh my gosh, above Katy Perry. I was above of Liam Rimes. I was above Cher and Madonna. You know, this was amazing. This is amazing. I don't know how long I will stay. Easy come, easy go, my song. But you know, I will take anything what I can. I'm indie artist. It's not so easy. But sometimes when song is okay or good and DJs like, yeah, they will be playing and I am lucky. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be having another much more serious conversation with really unusual two guests. And we need to say bye to Max because we'll be having topic much more mature for his ears. Thank you so much. Easy come, easy go.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other thing. I believe we've reached the point of no return.
Come, easy, come, easy, go. I've said.
Thank you for listening to Easy Come, Easy Go by Ilona Europa and second part of Accent On today. Accent On is entertaining show, I think. But from time to time, I love to talk about more serious topics. And today, this will be one of those, a more mature one. I have one guest who just is back. Hey, Stevie Ray.
Well, hello there, Ilona.
You know, in sweet way, this is a surprise because you were, I think, three weeks ago here.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And Stevie, you need to tell us who you are, what are you doing, and I will describe why you were here 2 weeks ago.
Well, 2 weeks ago, I was here talking about my homeless ministry that is based in Huntington Beach, California. It is the Urban Tracker Project, and I am living on the streets while I am writing a survival guide for the homeless and those who are about to be homeless. This is a instruction manual on how to survive the streets, what to expect, how to anticipate for it, and also what to do in certain situations, how to find resources such as food, clothing, shelter, even water. And this is something that does not exist anywhere. This is a book that's being done for the first time, so I have no template to follow, and I'm basing it on everything that I do to survive. And from what people have seen so far, they can see that I am able to actually take care of myself and thrive on the streets. And when people find out that I'm homeless, they do a double take, because I don't
Yes.
fall into that, you know, stereotype.
I will say you don't. Yeah, and I know you a little bit because this is our second meeting.
Yes.
Although I was visiting your Facebook page a few times and I was trying to learn a little bit about you, and just I was like, is this for real? Is he for real? He's a really cool looking guy. You know, is this some type of gimmick? What is this thing about? I knew you need to come to my studio. And also, Julia Gehr, who is our wonderful friend together, that's how I found out about you through her. You know, she's my really wonderful friend, and I trusted her that when she said, you know, I need to look up and see what this guy is doing, I knew she was serious. Then, you know, in a way, I was very happy to speak about much, much more serious topics than normally I'm doing on Accent On. We were talking about homeless people, and 2 weeks ago, please, if anybody wants to listen again to the show, we had almost 30 minutes with you, and I know you'll be back, because this is type of the conversation that I think is not one show, not two shows. We need to come back and talk and talk and talk and just try to see what we can do to help these people, how we can really make their life more manageable, and maybe how to get them off the street. I know that you decided to live their life. That was your choice. But like I said, you don't look like one, you know, that we think, oh, you are homeless. You really are a good-looking man. You know, you are well sported. I know people say, oh, maybe Ilona has a crush on you, right? Somebody even wrote to it. You know, I will say, if you can say crush, I will say because you make this type of action that you do hip. Is it something about you, you know, then when young people look and they say, oh my gosh, this guy, you know, he take care of his health, he's really good looking, he's smart, he, you know, he really has a goal in life. I think this is a very cool way of living life. Although you are on the street, nobody wants to be you on the street, but I think a lot of people want to be you or help you maybe with what you want to achieve.
One of the things that's been really interesting was, like, this past weekend, Michelle and I were volunteering for the Rock and Roll Autograph Show at the Westin Airport Hotel. And in that time, I got to hang out and meet, you know, certain members in the music industry that I've admired and listened to over the years. Lou Gramm from Foreigner, I got to sit and speak with him. He was very much behind the Urban Tracker Project. He wanted one of the decals that I designed that says, "Adored by My Lord." He saw that and said immediately, I got to have that. I want to put that on my car. So I gave him one. And there's photographs on my Facebook page, which you can find at Stevie Ray's page, all one word, no spaces. And then you can also go on to The Urban Tracker Project, also on Facebook. If you can't find it on there, just Google it and you'll find it. And that's The, with two E's, Urban Tracker Project. I also got to hang out with Dave Ellefson of Megadeth, who mentored me and gave me some great advice. He just finished writing a book that's due out next month. And
I think think, because I like to say some good news, you know, to people, I think you have tiny hope that you maybe will get some sponsor for somebody who really, that's why I'm happy, want you to
We're looking into right now to having somebody write a grant, you know, author a grant for me and try to get that passed through so I can get some funding behind me. Because now is the point where writing the book, I'm needing to get the book published and also put some advertising behind it and get some, you know, financial backing. And right now, everything that I'm doing, I've been doing on my own, research, writing, promoting, all that. And I have people that are getting behind me. They're jumping in. Somebody helped with the decal printing, just stepped up and paid for it. So I'm going to be paying them back, but I got to make the money to, you know,
of course.
And Michelle, she's been a godsend. She has been such a wonderful supporter, and we've been friends for a month. In just a month, so many good things have happened.
You know, that's what I love about this type of meetings. You brought Michelle, or Michelle drove you here because you don't own the car. Then
right.
And Michelle, I met Michelle. We didn't have a time really to talk to her. But after show, I just had few back and forth with her, and you know, she's one of those people, ladies or girls that I would love to be her friend. And I think she's one of those sweet, sweet women who...
I like you too.
I know you
she
do.
She's best friends, you know, faster than anybody I've ever met.
I think so. On another hand, Ilona Europa is a little bit witchy woman too. I think, you know, I see a little bit through the people. I just love people so much too. And I spend endless hours sometimes with my friends, and you just, you know, it's, I think something's about me too that I like to learn more about humans. This is why I decided to spend this time with Michelle. Okay, Michelle, what is your name?
Michelle McKinley Ansdell.
Michelle, we can find you also on the Facebook, and please go, you know, to Accent On. You can check a link of all her. You are here for really unusual reason. Somebody will say, and you said, I don't know what we'll be having to talk about, and that was the sweetest thing that you say, because I know we already spent like hour and a half, you know, before show talking about your life, and I know you'll be back because we cannot cover something that I think I will call, you know, small or young girl and the Bible. And I think this could be like, you know, a few shows about you in a sweet way. Michelle, we do not have today too much time. We have our 15 minutes. That's long time or very short time. I would like people to understand that your life is very unusual. You're a gorgeous lady. You know, you are very also fit. You know, you take care of your body beautifully, and you have a dreams. But your life from the beginning wasn't so happy. Then if you can very fast go back to your tiny little day that you were born, who are your parents, and you know, how you will describe your first 10 years of your life?
No matter what it felt like as a little girl, I think my parents did the best they could do with what they had.
Yes.
We're all raised with different tools, and if we don't have tools, we can't pass them on. That said, I was born in Toledo, Ohio. And when I was about 9 months old, my father decided to re-enlist in Vietnam. And he's a Marine. And
you will see this is like, you will think it's a typical story. Then, you know, daddy is in army, he's a Marine. You know, mother is happy, she's moving around, raising the three children.
Four
children.
I was the fourth.
But I understand the marriage wasn't a happy one.
No. From what my mom said, and it's really her story, so I don't want to tell too much of her story.
Yeah.
Because she's very gracious about her story. She said nothing about her story till I was probably 23 and asked, wow, you know, what's up? Except for one time when I was 8, somebody said, did your mom divorce your dad because he was paralyzed?
Oh, boy.
Another kid, you know, in school. I'm like,
because your daddy was in Chicago, and your parents were separated, and your daddy was in a wheelchair, yes?
Well, actually, what happened was when we went to, we came to California because my dad was being shipped to Vietnam. Yeah. So they came together, you know.
And you were 1 year old?
I was one. 9 months, or however that works, and I guess because I love...
And daddy went to Vietnam, and mama knew that practically marriage will be over.
Yeah.
In a time when he comes back, yes?
Right.
Then daddy came back from Vietnam. He was wounded.
He was shot. He was shot by a gun. Unfortunately, and I'm going to share it anyway. Unfortunately, what came to my mother in the form of the, you know, Western Union,
the Western Union, was that he suffered a gunshot wound to the head while he was cleaning his weapon, which his sister thought was absurd. He's a career Marine. That just doesn't happen. So through a lot of letter writing to the VA and everything like that, we got a letter in the mail. Or I didn't, actually. My mother never heard it. My brothers never heard it. The neurologist saying, I don't know why you keep writing us. He was wounded with a gun blast to the head in a battle. You don't get a Purple Heart for having a gun backfire, which again isn't going to happen with a career Marine. Anyways, so my brother...
How old was your daddy, sorry, when he got wounded? In his 40s, probably, yeah?
I was one. 30s. So I'm 49, so I'm guessing... Yeah. I don't know.
You don't know.
And I'm not recalling it well.
But your daddy's not with us anymore, yes?
No, and the one thing that I thought was so heartbreaking was my brother had invented in his head, because he was so young, he was 4, and over the years he'd invented this thing in his head, fed by people like these kids that say things so, you know, out of touch, you know, did she divorce him because he was paralyzed? He decided that my dad tried to commit suicide in the Marines because mommy wasn't there for him or something. In 2001, I got the letter that said otherwise, and I handed it to my big brother, my big little brother.
But he was 4. What did he know?
He didn't know, but he had such bitterness his whole life.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Separation.
See,
so
that's what you know, in a way, I really want people to fall in love with Michelle. And I think you could be friend to so many people because you live life of a lady, of many, many women, you know. And you went to so many different things. You were a woman who never felt like you fitted in, you know, many, many places in your life. And obvious. You are very artistic, you are very well educated, you are very well spoken, you are, you know, I will say a little bit of your talents. Can you mention what you do when you are the artist?
You mean the very mature show we're going to have,
yes,
as I'm showing you.
And people need to go on a Facebook, but that's so beautiful because you is a child in you. You are working with puppets.
Yes, the children, families. You know, it was more fun than anything this weekend. Remember, we're in the rock and roll.
Yes.
For the benefit is for the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Yes.
That's the benefit. And I'm talking, and I introduce myself when I'm at SAG after and different things. I'll say, what do people do? I'm a puppeteer. What's that?
Yeah.
And these rockers are so into it. How tall are your puppets? What do they do? What do they say? Where are you going with them? I'm like... They go to Mexico, they've gone to Peru.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. When we started Adventure City, it's a little theme park for kids that I started with my ex-husband and his family. At one point, I couldn't afford, or something wasn't working out with our entertainment director. I'd never done anything on stage. I'd always taken lessons, television, commercial, film, you know, just to get auditions and be able to do stuff. And we didn't have somebody, and I came home. My grandfather had died and I was at a funeral that weekend. I came home and we didn't have an entertainment director. And my mother-in-law, who is amazing, differences aside, amazing creative woman, was busy with other parts of the development of the park. And I said, I think I can do it. And she looked at me, she goes, I know you can.
Aww.
And I said, I can't do what you do. I can't do what you do. And it's going to miss you. And even though there was another person, she wasn't, her heart was in it. It was, I'm salary, I'm going home, I'm done. You know, this was a new park, a family-owned park. You don't go home when it's not done, not until we're going, you know.
Aww.
So I said to her, and she said, well, Michelle, you just start doing it, and it's going to come.
Grow in you, and you'll become...
And it will be what, you know, God's going to give you the inspiration if you're where you're supposed to be. And that little girl in the Bible thing, that's called Shelley's element. The Lord showed me. Anytime I'm within my element, that's where I'm supposed to be. And it's going to be okay for everybody.
That's that's your, like, life story. Your ups and downs are so ups and downs. And you always believe that somehow is something above you and... You called this God, and you found the Bible when you were 5 years old. You mentioned you were looking for Bible always, but your first Bible you got when you were 18 years old
from my sister.
From your sister. But, you know, I know this is not a story about faith, although it's a very big part of your life. It's a story about one woman journey to who she is right now. I know we were talking a little bit about your school years, and you said you were bullying all the time. You never felt like you fitted in, and you had a lot of friends who were just mean to you. And you also were mean.
I was a mean little thing.
Yeah, you were a mean little thing. Because,
I mean, not. Yeah. This was how I reacted. This was my insecurity. I reacted because I was insecure. Because I didn't. I had to have a defense before you said something. So it became quick to me that when I was put down, I'd had something to say back.
You had a few brothers.
I had very talented brothers, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And
but one day you decided that being mean is not what you really want to be.
No, because I saw effect.
Yes.
It was funny to many people, but the people that mattered to me, which was other people, which are other girls and boys, people,
because
I saw
we
the
need,
effect. Yeah. The funny, the laugh wasn't okay. The laugh was I kind of looked at it like, are you kidding? That's not what I should.
And
that's
you
not
know,
what I want.
With your look, because you were then in a, you know, 16-something years old girl, you were beautiful. You were trying to get into pageants. Yes, you were just.
I did one, but yeah.
Yeah, and you were a really great-looking girl, you know. And I know that you decided that being mean is not what you really want to be, and you didn't have a lot of friends, or you had few friends that were very important.
And I'm gonna tell you something too about the high school thing. About even though I was modeling. And I got tons of affirmation just for being good at it and they liking me. It's the oddest thing to be, you know, I fit in with already funny Hollywood, amazing people that just want to be there for people. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. That's where people go, how can you fit in there when you don't
and
fit
you
in?
And you felt like in home.
And I felt home here. You know, North Hollywood, I felt at home on auditions or whatever or talking to people. But I wanted to share something that's important about when I was growing up. I was told constantly, short of not measuring up on other things, you know, you're short, fat, and ugly, and you walk like you have a stick up your. Yeah. So I went into high school, and when the very freshman year, this is why it starts off that I'm in trouble, because you said they had a reason to not like me. Well, because remember the defense mechanism.
Yes.
And I didn't think I was pretty. I just thought the modeling and taking pictures was fun, and this is really cool, and I like to dress up and do makeup. So I'm walking by the quad where the football players are. And they start like their little woohoo, and I thought they were making fun of me. So I turned around and I said, flipped them off. I'm sorry, but you don't flip off the football players.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. And
you are not popular anymore.
No,
I used to flip off the football players. Of course, I was on the wrestling team, so I could back it up.
That was right. So
but Michelle, you said with this amazing model, like, because you start dreaming to become model, and you borrow money from mom, you did the portfolio, you did everything, and then you enter.
Oh, wait. Just, you know, mom didn't have the money.
I know.
But she said, call your daddy.
Yes.
Call your dad and ask him for a loan and pay it back, and then it'll be. And so.
And you did.
And I did because it's.
And then you found yourself a nice agent.
Yes,
who decided that the beautiful portfolio that you had is not good enough. And they just beautifully ask you to redo. But she was one of those agents who didn't ask pay money for it.
Nothing.
She just did. And you start getting jobs, yes? Right. Jobs and jobs.
And the amazing people that did how I ended up in so much of my things right now. This amazing lady, Melissa Byers, is the volunteer coordinator for the St. Jude Children's.
Yes, we'll meet her one day.
Well, hopefully she's amazing. Okay, this is the interesting thing, is that the photographers who took my pictures that made them nice and amazing, amazing guys, were the Double Mint Twins, it's funny, Keith and Kevin Schultz. But the blessing was they did the pictures. When I decided to re-enter now, I had to really think about it because I didn't think everyone wants my head shot. I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Can I just have the puppet there? I don't want it on camera. It's all right. You know, can I do print work and puppets? Let's just do that. But it was really funny. I went to them and they redid the photo. So if you see the photo on Facebook, that's done by Keith and Kevin. Well, Melissa was just one of their friends. And when I gave kudos to them, Melissa got on and chimed in. And it was like all of a sudden this relationship about that built on what you said the other day when we were here, helping people hip. She was just like all over that, like anything. And she's like, yes.
Yeah.
And I talked to the lead singer, Dale, of Missing Persons, and she's like, yes, making, helping people, cool. And
Michelle,
anyways,
your life is just so complicated. And, you know, from the small little tiny girl who had a daddy on a wheelchair, who was raised by two parents who were separated, you know, I know that your brothers, they have tough love towards you. I know your sister had a lot of also life problems. You know, I know that you dreamt to become model and actor, and you are working, you know, your theater, your puppet shows. And I would like to find out more. you brought, and I will be learning more about you a little after the show, because we have amazing pictures. I wanted to know that. But really, mainly after the problems of bullying in high school, you also lost a friend, and a friend who was, I think, 16 when you were 16.
He was 15 and a half, almost 16.
And from this amazing, beautiful girl, you found out that you start overeating overnight.
Yes,
and you know, that's the another story that I would love to talk about, because this theme is coming through your life over and over. You get yourself into the good shape, you get yourself to go for the dreams, go for your husband, go for whatever the life will bring, and then you have this moment.
Really wasn't interested ever in going for a husband. We can add that if you want.
Yeah,
we'll go there a different time.
Yeah, that's another story of the woman that I will have you back, and you need to come, because we need to talk about this. But fact is that your ups and downs and your bullying and overeating, from the really beautiful frame girl to from 2 months you can be 30 pounds thicker, and you know, or just this is a little psychological issues, and you know, and then researching soul and finding a God and looking for to be girl, that 5 years old girl that you always really want to be, the happy one. That's the very unusual journey. And again, your life, you know, your divorce, your meeting unusual people like right now Stevie Ray, and hopefully me, and hopefully we will try to change the world. You know, we'll try to make a difference. I'll make you meet Brenda Small, because I know you are really can write grants for nonprofits, and she will be happy to listen to anything what you can. We can save so many children's lives, and it's not so hard. What we found out a week ago cost $1,000 to save child's life. Anyway, today they tell me right now I need to finish my show. Okay. But you know what? We'll start fresh from this moment, because I think from the moment when you were 16 that your life really went full circle, from the happy dreamland girl to really overweight a little bit, losing all.
About 18, 19. But I want to share with you, my dream wasn't to be a model or an actress. My dream was to have acceptance, and that's what led me to the ups
that's
and downs.
That's another story.
So we'll just go there. So.
Acceptance. That's so important for all of us, and I think a lot of us struggle with that. A lot of us want just be accepted.
Just be okay.
Just be accepted and be okay. And it's not so easy in this world. Then thank you so much for today. We had amazing, amazing guests, and I just would like to say bye and till next Monday.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at LA Talk Radio.